punk and the schooner, no one is punk.
We start show number 10 of Noise Punk and Das Crooner. I am Das Crooner, but Gene, who the hell are you?
I'm Noise Punk, yo. Welcome to show number 10. That's right, we made it all the way to show number 10. And you know what? I looked online and we haven't missed 1 month except for March. March was bad, so we missed 1 month.
Yeah, what happened in March?
I went to Munich.
Oh, that's right.
Anyway, today we have a very special guest. You know, I always like to say that. And today's guest, his name is Dave, Criminal Cello Gotai, cellist, as the name suggests, rapper, and composer. Dave, say hello.
Hello, how are you, sir?
What's up, Noise Punk? What's up, Das Crooner? Good to be here.
Ah, there you go. Dave Gotai is up in the house.
Can you say suave?
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, Rico. So, let's just first...
Well, let's add, what the hell are you doing as a musician, like the rest of us?
That's a good question, Charles. You always ask it to everybody. Get a new question.
All right. No, actually, it's a variation. Hey, see, what's your... What are you doing? What made you choose this path of music?
Well, I like to say that I didn't choose the path, but the path chose me. So, actually, it's a very touching, endearing story, which I'd like not to go into. But since you asked, I first learned how to play the cello in junior high school in a musical strings program. And it was in the Bronx, New York, one of the last programs of its kind.
The Bronx,
shout out to the Boogie Down, as fate would have it, the Pablo Casals School, IS 181. Pablo Casals, of course, being famous Spanish cellist who relocated to... to Puerto Rico. Well, I happen to be half Puerto Rican, half Irish, which we'll get into later. And a kid growing up in the Bronx, it was like this amazing sort of like release from, you know, the pressures of growing up in an urban New York. And I had this cello by my side, which was sort of an escape thing for me.
Like a woman. Like a woman.
Why you talk like this?
I don't know.
Why I talk like this? I think that's a great segue to hear some music.
Okay, that is a good segue. Dave, you brought a bunch of music. Now, Dave, he's primarily a cellist, though he's also a rapper in a band that we have together, Dave and I, and Das Crooner, called Sound Liberation. We'll talk about that later. But I know Dave mostly as a cellist. We worked together for over 10 years now, have we not?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you, Gene and I, Noise Punk, that is, didn't want me to say your real name out there for all the lady fans.
Ladies.
Come stalking you. But we met in 1990, I believe, right?
Yes, 1990. Yes,
at the Manhattan School of Music in the cafeteria when they used to have smoking sections in cafeterias.
That's right. We were smoking it up.
Yeah, and I was studying cello, and we had similar backgrounds growing up in New York. You were listening to a lot of hip-hop and heavy metal, and I was a big hip-hop head.
That's right.
And we were a minority in a school of conservative classical musicians. So,
sons of bitches.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then we met Charles, one of the enemy.
So,
and transformed him.
Yeah. So,
sorry, go ahead.
So
but over time you were mostly a cellist, but over time you have gotten composition, and I've seen your progress, and you've brought CDs with you of some of the music that you've done. So tell me, what is the first piece that you would like us to play on this show?
Okay, the first thing I'd like to play for you is a work that a string quartet of mine is involved in. This is called Wapango, which is a sort of a pun joke on words. The Wapango, spelled with an H, is a Mexican dance, And Paquito de Rivera takes this tune.
Oh, this is not. This is a Paquito de Rivera tune.
Yes.
Okay, this is still Dave as a performer, not composer yet.
Not
Sorry.
Composer yet.
Bad
no,
segue,
no.
but
bad segue.
Okay.
And this tune.
Don't. Go ahead.
Yeah. Plays around with the idea of mixing forms, European forms and Latin forms and jazz, and it's performed by my string quartet. It's called Wapango, which is the Carpentier string quartet, and we perform only Latin American works for string quartets, our own arrangements as well as
cool.
pieces that are composed for quartets.
Let's hear this. Charles, announce it. Let's do an announcer voice. Ready?
Wapango by Paquito de Rivera, performed by the, what's the name of the group again? I'm sorry.
Carpentier
String Quartet, featuring our guest, Dave Gotay, as cellist here on
Noise
Punk and Das Crooner. Wapango by Paquito de Rivera in a performance featuring the Carpentier Quartet, of which Dave Gotay, the cellist, is our guest here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
So that's Dave Gotay, the performer on cello. We're going to go through all stages. We're going to do the cello, we're going to do the rap, we're going to do the composition, yeah. and the tab dance. Dave, tell us about the tab dance.
Well, we're just commenting on the quality of the recording. First of all, this was recorded at Queens College, correct?
Yeah. Queens College in Lefrak Hall. For string quartets, it's one of the most...
It sounds like a commercial for Queens College.
And the hall is money for strings. A lot of big quartets record there. Anyway, the members of the Carpentier String Quartet I wanted to mention are Eddie Venegas on violin, who took the solo in the open section that we had in the middle. Romulo Benavidez on violin. And Samuel Marchand on viola. All these guys are from Venezuela. And we like to... consider ourselves the Latin American String Quartet. Myself,
for the ladies.
Yeah, for the ladies as well.
For the ladies.
And so that recording, again, done at Queens College, where Eddie and I went to school briefly, so it was affordable.
There you go. And what's great about that recording was that there was no artificial echo whatsoever. Those were the natural acoustics of that hall. Is that right?
That is correct. Eddie, go out there and see a concert. You'll see what I mean.
That's
it's
also
just
the great thing
great
about
place.
Charles. There's no artificial echo. It's all acoustics of the head.
What are you talking about? Pow. Anyway.
Sorry.
One small step for man. Okay, that's awful.
For those
Sorry.
Of you who don't know, that was Charles Coleman. That was not an echo.
Yeah, and if you want to hear more, we'll play more stuff from the Carpentier Quartet later, I'm sure, but you can also check out our website at www.carpentierquartet.com. Carpentier String Quartet.
Plug.
And
can
you be contacted through that website? Do you have a link and whatnot that they can send you lovely letters of how much they want to adorn your body and whatnot?
Only for the ladies. Only for the ladies.
Only for the ladies.
I'm just kidding.
So this is for the ladies. If you want some Latin sex, this is where you go. You go to carpentierquartet.com. All right, so look.
Next piece.
This is all ridiculous. Let's hear some music. Dave, what do you want to play next for us? Talk.
Okay, well, I guess we could just jump around and go from genre to genre, or do you want to hear more? Yeah.
Raise the roof! Sorry.
As I said before, which might seem a little strange for those of you who are conceptually minded.
Not on this show, there's nobody.
Then that's a good thing. Yeah. But, you know, from a kid growing up in the Bronx, the music of my generation was hip-hop, you know? That's all we listened to. I mean, I was born in 1972... I was in junior high school during the 80s, and in the Bronx, you carried around cardboard with you, and you threw that on the floor, and it was just like breakdancing battles wherever you went.
Charles, let me see some breakdancing move. Nice.
Whoa. Yeah.
Whoa. Go, Charles. Oh, Jesus.
Don't hurt somebody. You're going to hurt somebody, Charles.
You're going to hurt somebody. All right, mister, put some shit
I'm
on.
All
what
right.
You got?
I
what
can
you
take
got?
Anything.
What you got for us?
So, all right, I'd like to play something that I call Concerto for a Nation.
Nice.
And basically, it combines sort of my life up until this point, which is listening to hip-hop all the time. As a kid, transcribing the lyrics from the radio of every hip-hop artist that, you know, that I liked. And also, it also incorporates a sample from a Vivaldi concerto for two cellos. So
hey,
I call
like
this
Vivaldi, like our theme song, Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Yes.
We come in all around. All right, Charles, announce it professionally.
actually, you should repeat that again. What's the name of it?
Concerto for a Nation.
Pay attention, motherfucker.
I can't help it. Hey, what's with your expletives? Censor yourself, damn it.
Pay attention. Beep. Okay. Sorry. That was a bad...
Concerto for a Nation by Dave Gotay?
Criminal cello.
Or as some people know me, Gotasty.
here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
I got the skills and intellectual capacity. Take up arms, shoulder your rifles, join the ranks of the sound lip disciples. Revolution, time for solutions. Take a look around at your fine institutions. What are we chasing? Mass information. Senses overloaded and so no emancipation. Strike it down without hesitation. Here's a gun, now fight for your nation. I'm not fooled by your media mockery. We the people won't tolerate hypocrisy. We the people know of your monopoly. We the people will rule with totality. That's the reality. No getting off on technicalities. I got the cure for the malady. Don't tell me it can't be done. I'm on the run from an invisible man with an invisible gun. Shoot, I got the loot in my stash and cash. If you can't, what I'm saying, kiss my ass. All great empires must come to pass. I hope we'll avoid the rubble and the ash. Running out of time, running headfirst to fate. I feel the actions may be too late. I stand waiting at the foot of the gate. Does God believe in separate church and state? What are the shadows that blacken the skies for? Before we realize we're in bed with the devil. Where is God? My sins need forgiven. On my knees, my soul is seething.
Concerto for a Nation by Dave Gotay, our guest here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. That was a rapper.
You know, slamming, that's what I'm talking about. A little hip hop up in here. What's going on, bitches?
That was a rap of his, of course, that he sampled, which he sampled portions of the Vivaldi Concerto for Two Cellos in G minor, if I'm not mistaken, by Vivaldi.
That is correct, Das Crooner. Basically, you know, as I look at my life as it's turned out right now, it's basically, Gene, what are you doing?
I'm giving you background music for your life, man.
Sorry.
It's like the Incredible Hulk theme song.
The great thing about being in the arts is that it can be an expression of who you are. And I think that that particular tune is an expression of who I am as the sushi arrives.
We're having sushi and beer tonight on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Sorry. Yeah! You had the cellist influence in that tune coming from the Vivaldi Double Concerto, which I love, which is a major part of my life. And you had the urban hip-hop experience, which was another major part of my life. And now, back to another... So if we can segue to another recording... I've been recently more in touch with my Latino roots. My father was born in Puerto Rico.
You've been stealing hubcaps.
That's
we're gonna have to censor that. A Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. Thank you. Please.
A politically incorrect statement.
Mail your complaints to.
But very recently I've been involved, like I said, with the Carpentier String Quartet, which is a string quartet in which we are, championing the music of Latin America. I also am involved in a jazz quartet, which we call ourselves Tres Tristes Tigres, the Three Sad Cats, although there are four of us, but originally it was a trio. And I'd like to play a composition of mine.
Now we're talking Dave Gotay's composer, criminal cello composer. That's
what
I'm talking about.
Which also...
What's up in the his house?
Which I think, which hopefully...
Yes, go on.
Which hopefully displays both the hip-hop element and the classical element, as well as, you know, some personal elements. I call this this piece Jenny's Blues. There is no such person as Jenny. Don't tell my fiance anything.
There's no such thing as a blues.
There's no such thing as a blues either. But this is the Three Sad Cats, Martin Moretto on guitar, myself on cello, Eddie Venegas on violin, and this is called Jenny's Blues.
Jenny's Blues by Dave Gotay, performed by Three Sad Cats on
Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Where's the wasabi?
Thank you.
Jenny's Blues by our guest Dave Gotay on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. That was the composer, Dave Gotay.
Yeah, we heard Criminal Cello, the composer. That was hot. That was a
we
great
heard
piece.
The cellist. Also, he was himself playing cello in this work, naturally, since he wrote it. One must take opportunities
as they come.
He's
playing the natural cello.
I think Yo-Yo Ma was a bit busy at the time, so but he kicks ass because we know that. There's a joke in there somewhere.
We know that.
Anyway.
So cool, yeah. So we should continue on this path of, well, actually, I don't know. What do you want to play next, Dave? I mean, do you want another piece of yours, or we could get into the sound lib stuff, or we could
tell me what you want.
Tell me what you want to do.
I just like to say that it's unfair that when you come on the Noise Punk and Das Crooner show, they just make you drink, and then halfway through your show, you're kind of drunk, and so it's like your
That's
brain.
How we feel all the time.
Charles and alcohol.
I apologize.
Je suis gris. That means I'm besotted in French. Kish
yeah, that was so uncalled for.
It's an opera, Cherubin.
That was uncalled for, Charles.
Yeah, so all right. So we played the Carpentier String Quartet. I want to play some more of that stuff later because that is the most happening string quartet in America, in the Americas, in the world.
Yay, mofo!
And we played some of my solo rap stuff, and we played some of the Three Sad Cats. So now let's switch over to the band in which everyone in this room, beer in hand, is a part of, and it's called Sound Liberation. Sound Liberation, its and, roots
yeah, go ahead, sorry,
stemming
yeah.
from the collaborative efforts of young people trying to express themselves Man. In a contemporary form at the Manhattan School of Music.
Fuck's he smoking, man? Well, back in the days, Dave Gotay and myself, we started writing some lyrics. He was playing some of my music. Back in Manhattan School of Music, we met Charles. And we started this band because we both liked hip-hop, but we also both liked classical music. And the band is Sound Liberation. And throughout our shows, we've talked about it, and actually, right at this show, we're recording it right now on a Sunday, and on Tuesday, where this band is going to Schwaz, Austria for 2 weeks
Schwaz.
To play, for 1 week, I'm going for 2 weeks,
yeah, if you
to play a festival called the Outreach Festival, who is in charge of that festival is Franz Heckel, who was
who's been our show, Franz Hackel, by the
Hackel,
way.
Hackel, last show. No, won't correct me, motherfucker.
Yes,
sir. That's how people get killed in this room. So anyway.
Dope.
So we're going to this festival. We're going to rock it out. And Dave Gotay, Criminal Cello, is the rapper and cellist in this ensemble. And, well, if you want to play something with Sound, you tell me what you want us to put on from Sound Lib right now. And it'll probably be something that we'll be playing next week at Schwaz, Austria.
Well, actually, I kind of like the stuff that you were playing for me before. We were reminiscing a minute ago. All the tracks. Dude, we have so many freaking tracks on tape here or on the computer to bring it back up to the new millennium.
New millennium,
and we have enough tracks to fill like 3 albums. All your freaking record executives who want something that's for real. I mean, we're already signing with this one other group, but, you know, we can, you know.
I'm nobody yet.
Yeah. So
give it away.
Why don't you play something from the tracks? I mean, basically, we used to just get together and lay shit down, and so we have
yep.
shit that no one's ever heard.
But we should. Well, we have one album actually. We did do
we
one
do
album
one
first.
Album.
It's yep. called Sound Liberation, and we did this track, which I think we should play that.
Which one?
Which featured Dave a lot. It's the. It's called Drinking Youth.
Drinking
and
Youth.
And it's based on the Shostakovich Cello Concerto.
This is going back
number
though.
One.
Number one? Is it number one?
Number
E flat?
One. Yes, there's
sing
a
us some of it, Charles, please.
Bum, bum.
No,
bum.
That's
no,
not.
I'm sorry.
How did the cello concerto go?
The one that goes. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum. For those of you in the studio, that's not a real cello. That's Charles Coleman singing.
All right, play that shit, but then let's get to the more modern shit, because this is going back.
All right, so let's play.
Smell your love.
All right, we're gonna play the. Dave's got a bit of a nasty rap in this one as well.
Oh
so,
yeah.
Well, you'll hear. Anyway, so this is from Sound Liberation album, Drinking Youth, tune that I wrote, co-wrote with Dmitri Shostakovich. We're hanging out, and
you know,
based on the
chain smoking
cello concerto of Shostakovich, featuring Dave Gotay, rapper, and noise punk
and cellist. He
and
played
cello, criminal cello on cello and rap, and myself on guitar and rap and. And let's see, we had David Cosson on the drums, Matt Fields on the bass, and Greg Baker on rhythm guitar.
And Paul Mack.
Paul Mack, is he on this track?
I think he was.
Oh, yeah, he's rapping on this track. Paul
yeah,
Barrow,
I'm
but he's
sure.
dead to us.
Yeah.
All right.
We love you.
Rest in peace, Paul.
Rest in peace, Paul Mack. Drinking Youth.
Spiritus Sanctus Domine, here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Mm-hmm. about it. I am the captain, drinking you straight from the fountain. The world is my mountain, all on the high peak, providing sound vibration as we speak. The world inherited by the meek, call me the noise chic. Here you find what you seek. I need I repeat, keeping the words flowing through the beat. Hold on to your seat, relax, don't try to compete. I am in the lead. Cigarettes, drugs, and cocaine for the throat, stomach, and the brain. Tylenol in the morning for the pain. Prozac so your lame ass don't go insane. Cigarettes, Tums, and cocaine for the throat, stomach, and the brain. Tylenol in the morning for the pain. Prozac so your lame ass don't go insane. Creep, believe my voice ascends, rising towards the heavens high above your heads. Only life and death ever truly concern me. My everlasting youth has decided to spurn me. These are the past images that I use to finish with when I'm dreaming like Popeye with Kansas spinaches. Cause my mind to wander far and near, still I have no fear. Cigarettes, Tums, and cocaine for the throat, the stomach, and the brain. Tylenol in the morning for the pain. Prozac so your lame ass don't go insane. Cigarettes, Tums, and cocaine for the throat, the stomach, and the brain. Tylenol in the morning for the pain. Prozac so your lame ass don't go insane.
I drink you from your fountain. I smell your love as I dive. It gets wetter and better. My tongue conspires with your desires and screams of passion. I crash in deep into your fountain, fevered by your love, poisoned by contact. I feel it coming, but you pull me back on your back. You deliver, you quiver, receiving the gift I deliver. The little death giver, sound lip is on. Fountain drinkers, thinkers, angel winkers, and sacred keepers. Much love to the pallbearer. Make some noise, Hunk and Fat Eddie. You know he rocks.
You know he rocks.
Cigarettes, Tums, and cocaine for the throat, stomach, and the brain. Tylenol in the morning for the pain. Prozac so your lame ass don't go insane. Cigarettes, Tums, and cocaine for the throat, stomach, and the brain. Tylenol in the morning for the pain. Prozac so your lame ass don't go insane. Creep, believe my voice ascends, rising towards a heaven high above your heads. Only life and death ever truly concern me. My everlasting youth has decided to spurn me. These are the past images that I used to finish with when I'm dreaming like Popeye with Kansas spinaches. Cause my mind to wander far and near, still I have no fear.
Drinking Youth by Gene Pritzker, a.k.a. Noise Punk, featuring, among others, Dave Gotay, our guest here
Criminal
on Noise Punk.
Criminal Cello!
Criminal Cello here on Noise Punk and Dust Crew. You heard him playing the cello and sneaking in a rap here and there. And
sneaky rapper.
Yeah, here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. B-flat, what's your problem?
Should we? What should we do now? Should we have? Well, okay. Actually, Mr. Criminal Cello, please tell us the next piece that you would like to perform.
Please. First, I'd just like to say that having wives is the coolest thing. I don't have one yet, but I soon will. But they keep freaking. They cook for you. They like you know make your shit so easy to do.
For complaints, the Noise Punk and Dust Crew, please write into.
Oh, I just have to say, we're drinking beer and having sushi, homemade sushi, being brought into the studio as we're sitting here. This is amazing.
It's amazing. It's an
we
amazing
are kings,
thing.
It's a- kings.
We are kings of our own
kingdom.
Chair.
Right. So next, I want to go back to the Carpentier String Quartet. www.carpentierquartet.com. And
shameless plug, party of one.
And I want to play for you, my quartet members, my family. They're all from Venezuela, and this is a traditional dance from the plains of Venezuela called a joropo. It opens up with an improvisational section that that we, of course, improvise. Mm. And then we go into a dance form known as the joropo from the plains of Venezuela. Joropo.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Kruna.
Opa! Joropo!
Opa!
It's like Greek. Carping J String Quartet featuring, what's his name again? I mean, who wrote the, who actually wrote the piece and you arranged?
Right, Patrice Lockhart, real sweet. She's a Uruguayan composer who lived in Venezuela for many years and wrote a suite of dances based on this dance.
Yo, that was sweet.
That's right. Here on Noise Punk and Das Kruna, you ain't gonna get stuff like this anywhere else.
That's right, except for the other radio stations. Yeah. Oh no, what else are we gonna go? You're not involved in, you're saying?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Whatever. You don't know his name, do you?
This guy is basically the
all around the world. Inspiration. This is inspiration to go Thai.
By the Carping J String Quartet featuring, what's his name again?
Featuring, what do you mean?
I mean, who wrote the who actually wrote the piece and you arranged?
Right, Patrice Lockhart wrote a suite. She's an Uruguayan composer who lived in Venezuela for many years and wrote a suite of dances based on Venezuelan dance forms. And this is the joropo from that movement, which opened up with an introduction which from that we improvised.
Yo, that was sweet.
That's right, yo. Here on Noise Punk and Das Kruna, you ain't gonna get stuff like this anywhere else. Yeah.
So, yo, I want actually, if can we play one piece by that isn't, you know,
you're not involved in your thing.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, guys.
Okay, just as an introduction to those of your listeners that may not be familiar with this Brazilian composer, his name is too much beer. His name is Hermeto Pascoal. This guy is basically a living Mozart, a composer who is alive and writing, whose genius level is one that we rarely encounter in the centuries that the human beings have been on this planet. This one piece I want to play for you, I think it's called Slave Dance, and it's sort of a... this is from an album called Slave Dance. I'm not sure what this piece is called, but it's some serious out shit. It's been this guy is a huge inspiration to Latin musicians and all around the world.
This is inspiration to go Thai.
Inspiration to go Thai. Check this shit out, and then I want to play one of his tunes that that we perform as a member of the Three Sad Cash. But first, check out Armeto and his fucking genius.
Thank you.
should be. Other people can play. All right. This is we played a lot of stuff by Criminal Cello around here, and I think we should. Well, it's up to him, of course, but we could end with a sound liberation that includes all three people present in the room. That would be Dutch Crooner, aka Charles Coleman, yeah. Criminal Cello, aka Dave Batai, Noise Punk. No, what's my name? Criminal Gene Pritzker. Oh, not only do I forget my alias, sometimes I even forget my name. And that would be a flashback from an acid trip. And if you don't know, you don't know.
There are a bunch of morons out there.
What the hell is going on here? Something was in that sushi. Anyway, I just want we're recording a new album, and Franz Huckel, our last guest, is the producer. He's producing and recording it, but unfortunately, we don't have it yet. So we're going to play...
Hot.
So we'll play some older recording that we did, but this is a piece that I wrote called No Truth, and it's based on three bars from a J.S. Bach Cantata number 106. Skills, baby. He's just singing a Bach, Rose. And Criminal Cello rapping, and in the middle section over his raps, he's playing the Bach on three cellos. Not at the same time, mind you, but in the studio could do funny things. Yeah, and the new version is hot because we got the real bass, we got real drums, and you'll see.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Kruder.
By Ernesto Pasquale, featuring the group The Three Sad Cats, featuring our guest Dave Gotai. The cellist in there had a kick-ass solo there just before, and we heard something before that, one of your influences, would you say?
That was also Armetto, but that was Armetto playing Armetto.
As it should be. Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Why is it should be?
Because I say so, you bastard, you.
Cool. All right. This is, we played a lot of stuff by Criminal Cello around here. And I think we should, it's up to him, of course, but we could end with sound liberation that includes all three people present in the room. That would be Das Crooner, a.k.a. Charles Coleman.
Yes.
Criminal Cello.
Okay, word.
Gene Pritzker.
Not only do I forget my alias, sometimes I even forget my name. Yeah. That would be a flashback from an acid trip.
I think that.
Sorry.
That would be highly appropriate. Sound Liberation, for those of you who don't know, which I don't know what. If you don't know, you don't know.
If you don't know, you don't know.
Is it ODB?
A bunch of morons out there.
It is the most innovative musical experience currently within the sphere of human awareness. So,
anyway, I just we're recording a new album, and Franz Huckel, our last guest, is the producer. He's producing and recording it.
Word.
Unfortunately, we don't
word.
Have it yet.
Yeah, because he's got it, and it's freaking in Austria on his laptop. But that shit is hot. Guaranteed hot.
So we'll play some older recording that we did, but this is a piece that I wrote called No Truth, and it's based on three bars from a J.S. Bach cantata.
Word.
106.
And it features all of us. Noise Punk with his fucking stylistics and compositional skills. Das Crooner on the microphone doing the freaking singing type of thing.
And middle section over his raps, he's playing the Bach on three cellos. Not at the same time, mind you, but in the studio could do funny things.
Word. Let's check that shit out.
Here on. No, what?
By the way, the newer version is even more hot. This is the old.
The newer version is hot because we got real bass, we got real drums, and you'll see.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
La 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 la.
No truth. All the girls are clean, the ones are scared.
No truth. I got sex and Benjamins piled up in the bank.
No truth. Busting off caps like an M on town.
No truth. Boogie down's a danger zone, get out of that place.
No truth. I rock the body, don't care about the
no truth. Society's not my problem, fuck the human.
No truth. No truth.
My situation's based on hypocrisy. The crimes of the world, the land of the free. Oh no, where do we go? My sound's kinda fast so I can regulate the flow. And then you see me on the stage and ask me if they get to the next show. Here or there, do you play truth or dare? Ask you shit that you refuse to answer anywhere. And then you pick a consequence to have an orgasm like Cher. Nice or mean, life can be obscene. My sexual encounters are reserved for the silver screen. Then you dive into my water, show you shit you never seen. Devote all my attention to you, become absent minded, spit to the beam. Then you drown within my pleasure, bury love within my treasure. But you'll enjoy with nothing you can measure. Show you the truth or let your leisure. Up or down, sometimes I act a clown. I use a certain verb in a sentence as a noun. So just a smoke that I shall smoke and also drink I shall devour. Get in line to get in line with the top that helps me regain power. For real, no truth, life can be a tooth. And when the bitches mess with me, they shall certainly lose a favorite tooth. Or else receive a bullet in the head like Lincoln got from Booth.
You're funny, no truth surrounds you, pounds you, confounds you. You think it would astound you, but you walk around too blind to see the jealousy, misery, and hypocrisy. Turn your TVs off, your final answer's there. The man the billboard stares in his underwear. I swear, that shit is everywhere. Chasing the fame, playing the game, doing the same. Remember my name, I said it plain. You got to take the course of action. Fuck distractions, start asking yourself what is real. Steal the moment that God has chosen for you to rise and increase your present state of mind. I shine in the glory that knowledge has shown me. I walk alone, see, so nobody can own me. I keep a tight clip. When a nigga slipped, he bit the whole script. Unleash the whole clip. Generally speaking, no truths are clear. Like when your lover whispers to you in your ear, baby, I love you, there's no one else above you. But he's never around and he never wants to do the nasty. Can't see that other woman's panting. That's when I step in and give your woman what she's asking for. On the floor, up against the shower door, fill her full of love until she can't stand no more. It doesn't take a sleuth to tell you flavor juice. When you got no cooks, then you're full of no truth. It doesn't take a sleuth to tell you flavor juice. When you got no cooks, then you're full of no truth.
Me and Carlos, we got Carlos in the jail cell, smells resembling true hell. 54 hours for me, 72 for Carlos Bean. Now I know the value of being free.
The GPC is back again, kicking ass again, like Bruce Lee. Me and Criminal D are growing the floor when they show them motherfuckers as soon as I was done. I'm kicking this one for fun. The go tie too, when I'm in the mood with this here groove to inform you we're on the scene and Papa J is the dean and you're my student. So sit the fuck down and listen to what I'm preaching and teaching. It's time reaching where I'm at. Cause even if you wait all day, you still wouldn't beat us back. Oh, yeah, beat some tracks. I'll never lax on my delivery. Consider me the new prophet. I'll never stop it. Knowledge flows, continue to grow. Let you know we can't. Like your friendly neighborhood spot, man.
Just name the motherfucker. We'll bust him with
a custom blade made from the sounds that we put down. Cleaning suckers out like escape. The prophet leads you to the summit. The GPC and sound, they will never plummet. The Gold Time Clan rules the land as the sand moves in the hourglass. Yo, we'll always kick ass.
No Truth by Gene Pritzker, a.k.a. Noise Punk, here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner. We heard a lot of people, including Dave Gotai.
Criminal Cello.
That's right. And yours truly on vocals.
Das Kruner.
And good old the composer himself on...
Noise Punk.
On
plus, we had Greg B-Man Baker on guitar, Matt, the outfielder, on the bass. So I don't know if he's playing actually. But he will be. I don't know if it's on that track. And the last rap you heard is Criminal Cello's brother, James Gotai, whose rap name is
Papa Prophet. Yo.
Spiritus Sanctus Domine.
Silence. Anyway, so that was No Truth, and that's what you'll hear when this album comes out very soon. And I'm sure we'll be playing.
Yo, and if you thought that shit was hot, you gotta hear the new one. That fucking shit is even hotter, man.
It's hotter.
So, like, we've exposed your cranium to, like, so much fucking information. I don't know if you could handle it.
You can't handle it. Your computer's all burned out, but now.
Probably. But don't email us with any freaking refunds or anything like that, because we don't give that shit out.
Yeah, no refund.
You get what you pay for. And on that happy note, Dave, thanks for being on. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to be here myself. I have to say that I never thought that I'd be the subject of a radio program of an hour's worth of length in length. And I'd like to thank my mom and my family for their support.
Here's, it's a theme music. And until next time, noise to you.
Noise punk and the schooner. Noise punk and the schooner. Noise punk and the schooner.